There are conflicting versions of what happened in Justice Anne Walsh Bradley's office in the state capitol on the afternoon of June 13th. But numerous knowledgeable sources have confirmed that there was a physical altercation that day between Prosser and Bradley in the presence of other justices. Those sources have told Wisconsin Public Radio, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that they won't identify themselves, citing the need to preserve professional relationships. One source says Bradley rushed at Prosser with her fists in the air, and he defended himself. Others say Prosser grabbed Bradley around the neck when she asked him to leave her office. Both Prosser and Bradley have released statements saying an investigation will prove who was the aggressor. But it's important to note that increasingly emotional arguments among the justices have been increasing over the past 2 years during open administrative conferences. Here is Justice Bradley reading off newspaper headlines at a 2009 open conference debate about a rule to limit campaign contributions to justices from parties who may bring cases before them.
And I won't be silenced. Appleton Post Crescent, Supreme Court rule robs public trust. Sheboygan Press, is justice for sale in Wisconsin? Capital Times, once again, big money wins.
And here's Justice Prosser during a debate last year about limiting the powers of the Chief Justice to allocate the court funds without oversight. Prosser is describing his efforts to mediate a resolution to the dispute.
Now that is exactly the truth. And I get a Bible in here and I swear to the truth of that right now. Come on. You put a spin on everything, Anne, and it's not true.
Video of these and similar exchanges during open court conferences are archived on the Wisconsin Eye website. They portray the rising tensions among the justices that have increased during Justice Prosser's re-election campaign and the legislative debate over the collective bargaining law. During a candidate forum in March, Justice Prosser tried hard to portray his re-election as a solution to this problem.
I am not the source of the conflict on the court. When I'm re-elected, a lot of the problems are going to change because there will be no longer an incentive to try to embarrass Dave Prosser and put certain members of the court in a bad light.
And Prosser also said this.
I think all the members of the court need to be more restrained and respect the integrity of the institution. The integrity of the institution is much bigger than any individual justice.
It remains to be seen whether this most recent incident in Justice Bradley's office will prompt new efforts on the justices' part to be restrained and tolerant. Capitol Police Chief Charles Tubbs has promised to release a statement about the incident today. And the Wisconsin Judicial Commission may confirm whether or not they are investigating it as a breach of the Judicial Conduct Code. That code requires judges to abstain from abusive or hostile conduct. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.